T.O. joins us now on the dial pad guest line. Of course, T.O., a 95.7 The Game insider. T.O., Ray Ratto, Matt Kolsky, Ryan Covey, appreciate you joining us this afternoon. Antonio Brown, this story just keeps getting weirder, man. Let me ask you this. When you played, what kind of helmet did you wear? And was it a particular thing for you? And how attached are guys to their helmets?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm very familiar with the helmet that he's referencing, and obviously this whole this thing about the helmet. I personally kind of can side with Antonio Brown to an extent, because right as I was phasing out of the league, they start implementing the new helmets. Obviously, they're more dynamic. I mean, they have a different shape to them. They're engineered to prevent concussions. But at the same time, there's just like, if you're used to something for so long, that's what you like to use, and there's never been an issue, then I can side with him in that regard. Other than that, like I said, if it's a safety issue, obviously I think that's what this is more about than anything. Versus Antonio looking at it as more of a comfort issue. That's what he likes to play in. And my thing is, if Antonio Brown hasn't had any concussions in that type of helmet, then I don't think what's the difference? I mean, what's the big deal if he uses that helmet versus another helmet? I think most of the concussions, if you do a study, it's been based on a lot of the guys that do a lot of the headbanging. You think about a lot of the guys in the secondary. You think about a lot of the guys that are on the front line, on the defensive and the offensive fronts. Those guys are hitting each other constantly. You think about the running backs. Those are the ones that are enduring a lot of the blows to the head. So I think one thing for Antonio, he's going with comfort. And again, when I was with Seattle, they start putting those helmets. It does restrict or obstruct your vision a bit, so that may pose a problem to Antonio Brown as well.
Obviously, T.O., it's hard for any of us to know exactly what he's thinking or feeling as he does this or how it's all going to work out, but one of the theories that's been thrown around today is it possible that this is just a very elaborate way for Antonio Brown to avoid a couple extra weeks of training camp that maybe he doesn't feel he needs? So I'm wondering, A, is that something you ever feel like you saw during your career, a guy saying he was a little more banged up than he was, or using something to stay out of camp just to put it off a little longer? And then does that upset you?
No, I don't get that from Antonio Brown. I think, I'm sure you can probably ask his coaches, his teammates, guys that he's played with for a number of years, about his work habits. From what I've seen, and heard of Antonio Brown, through other people, what I've seen up close and personal with working out with him last year, what I've seen, as everybody has seen, throughout his social media platforms with him working out at, any and everywhere, training and working out and playing football, that's not an issue with him. Maybe the feet may be a problem. But I don't think he's using that as an excuse to get out of training camp or practice. The guy is obviously a hard worker. He's, again, like I said, his contract reflects that. So again, this is, again, one bump in the road. I think at some point in time, throughout his career, he's going to realize, okay, some things aren't, too much to make a big deal about. You just got to be a professional and move on. But at the end of the day, this is definitely not a situation where I think he's trying to avoid practicing or anything like that. That's just for me personally, that's just not in his nature. He's a hard worker. He wants to play. This guy, he's ready. Trust me, he's ready to light the scoreboard up this year. Like I said, and unfortunately, he had some issues with the feet. And for a receiver, I mean, our feet are our money, aside from our hands. We can't do anything without our feet. And being the type of route runner, an explosive runner that he is, that's going to be a delicate issue that they're going to have to deal with, speaking of the Raiders and the training staff, in the weeks to come.
When you were in Seattle and they gave you the new helmet,
I did not like it.
Okay. Did you not like it the entire year, or was it just a breaking in process where you just got used to it after a while?
No, I, to be honest, I can't even remember if I wore it or not. I mean, I didn't even play long enough to even for it to even be an issue. But my this is no lie. I think I did have one of the new helmets, and I think if I'm not mistaken, I did address it to the equipment manager about could I wear my old helmet from years past, because that's what I was accustomed to wearing. That's what I was used to. I didn't have a lot of concussions anyway. So, again, it's all about, I guess, the way it's designed or whatever to prevent concussions. And at the end of the day, back in the day when it was Rydell bike helmets, they had the bladder. You could pump up the bladders in the helmets. That's what I was accustomed to and what I was used to. And, again, like I said, and it aesthetically for me, it looked good on my head, and it went with my uniform. Me personally, I don't like the new helmets.
Talking to Terrell Owens, NFL Hall of Famer, and, of course, T.O. is a 95.7 The Game NFL insider. Let me ask you this, T.O. When you hear the term diva receiver, what does that mean to you?
I think it's a way to really really diminish a receiver's character to an extent. I mean, like I said, man, everybody, like I said, when you have the talent that we possess, I mean, they call Jerry Rice a diva. You know what I mean? So, again, and that's the greatest receiver of all time. So anybody that says that, I mean, especially any receiver being depicted as being a diva, then they should take it as a form of flattery, because that's what makes us. You know what I mean? That's what made us. That's what we do. We go out and we try to go out and we make plays. And if diva is a part of the characteristics of us, you know, showing that enthusiasm, that passion, and that love for the game, then so be it. Obviously, it's almost a negative. It gives a negative connotation to an individual. But to say somebody's a diva because of this, that, and the other, then, like I said, I don't think it's the right characterization of a guy like Antonio Brown. I mean, again, you want a guy that's passionate about the game, that wants to play the game the right way and do the best that he can at his position for his team and the organization. So, again, I don't really buy into the diva. Like, when they call me a diva, I'm like, okay, well, so be it. You know, I'm gonna be the best diva that there can be.
Obviously, you're one of the best receivers of all time, Hall of Famer. When you look around the league right now, just because, you know, we're talking Antonio Brown, and obviously he's one of the best, who else in the NFL right now do you look at and say, man, that's a guy who can really do it at the receiver position? Is there anyone that jumps out to you of the current crop?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few guys. I mean, obviously, outside of Antonio Brown, you think of Julio Jones. Mm-hmm. You think of DeAndre Hopkins. You think about, obviously, the emergence, and obviously with Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry. These are guys that are kind of making, you know, have imprinted themselves into the National Football League and kind of established themselves as kind of dominant receivers. Will these guys be Hall of Fame receivers one day? They definitely have the potential to. The latter guys that I mentioned, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham Jr., these guys definitely have the potential to be Hall of Famers. What is it going to take for them to do that? Consistency, longevity, being able to play at a high level all the way to year's end. So those are some of the guys in the thing. Like I said, Julio Jones, again, this guy, again, injury has plagued him a few years here and there, but this guy still puts up numbers. I don't think enough credit has been given to DeAndre Hopkins. If I'm not mistaken, this guy had 115 targets, and he caught 115 balls last year. That's a feat in itself. If that doesn't tell you that this guy's an elite receiver and should be spoken in the breath with your Antonio Browns, your Julio Jones, then something is wrong with whomever's analyzing the games, because that's a hard feat in itself. When you talk almost like a perfect season, I mean, to get 100 plus balls and you catch every last one of them, bro, that's a special individual.
I'm going to presume that you think that the Antonio Brown thing will sort itself out. Will it take a couple of days? Will it take a couple of weeks? How do you think, A, this plays out, and when do you think it plays out?
I don't know. I mean, I think he has there's two pending things right now with Antonio Brown. Obviously, his feet, and obviously this helmet situation. And I think, you know, the helmet situation is, I think that's the least of anybody's worries. I think the most thing of concern is his feet. Again, if he can get around the helmet situation, then, like I said, that's the, I mean, at the end of the day, this guy just signed a big contract. He's going to play football. He wants to play football. And I'm sure, again, if it has to, you know, boil down to him making some adjustments with the helmet, practicing in it to feel comfortable in it, then that's what he's going to have to do. Like I said, I don't know how truthful and how man of a word he is if he says he's going to retire if he doesn't he's not allowed to wear that helmet. I don't know if he's going to back that up or not. Maybe it's all just smoke and mirrors. Maybe it's a way to kind of just try to force the hand of whoever is making these rules or what have you. But at the end of the day, I'm sure it'll all, like you said, sort itself out. Again, like I said, this guy's been working hard all summer long. Been watching him on Instagram, on all these social media platforms. I mean, he's been all across the country working with different guys, being a mentor, just being very selfless of himself, giving of himself of his time while he's training to be one of the best football players and receivers that this game has ever seen. So, like I said, I'm rooting for him and wishing him well. And so, like I said, the helmet is the least, I think, of anybody's worry. I think right now his main concern should be those feet.
Quickly, before we let you go, Tio, if the feet are the concern, I'm just curious. Look, I've never been in a cryotherapy chamber, so I don't know what that's like. Have you done that? And is this – it seems like if frostbite on your feet is a potential issue, there should be a guy standing there to make sure you put on the right shoes. Like, how does this even happen?
Well, first of all, I've never gotten in a cryo chamber without covering – some sensitive areas.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I don't, like I said, I don't know what happened, but this is very, it's very mysterious and I'm with this situation, because every cryo chamber and anybody that's putting you into the chamber, they tell you what you need to wear prior to getting in there. And so again, your hands, your feet, and your genital areas, those are things and areas of concern,
yeah,
where you have to protect from frostbite. So I don't know how this happened. Only Antonio Brown and whoever was in there can tell you. But yeah, this is definitely a mysterious thing to me. I honestly, before I knew that it was cryo, I thought his feet were just raw from just all the running and training and
yeah,
that he had been doing over the summer. I had no idea, you know. And obviously I became aware that it was a cryo chamber thing. So I don't know what facility he went to or what have you. This definitely can't bode well for any type of promotion or anything for that company, you know, for them to have him go in and be, especially someone of his caliber, to go in and his feet be frostbitten. Because they use their cryo facility.
Yeah, no doubt. We already saw a picture of the feet. I hope there's not another picture coming. Good Lord. Hey, T.O., man, appreciate the time. He's a Hall of Famer, and now he's a 95.7 The Game NFL insider. Thanks, T.O. We'll talk to you, man.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, T.O. joining us on the Dial Pad guest line.
That might be the weirdest thing, actually, is the feet. How does that happen?
Yeah, well, we'll talk about
it. That one's less explicable than the helmet thing, ultimately. Yeah.